Can you please introduce yourself?
I'm Amy Survey, owner of the original Velotti's.
Great. Can you tell me about Velotti's?
Velotti's has a long history. It's started in 1850 in Richmond, Virginia. They were selling candies there. At the end of the Civil War, when Richmond burned, their candy store burned. And at that time, they decided to move to D.C. In 1866, they opened a shop in 9th and G in downtown D.C. They had several stores at one time, and that was their last location before moving into Woody's, was the 9th and G store. And we still make the caramels, which is what we were known for, with the same recipes. They're trade secrets. It's all natural ingredients, no preservatives.
Sorry. But you're out of cup now.
Okay, don't worry about it. No preservatives, no additives, all natural. That's it. What else? I mean, I'm sure there's more, but...
How about, so at what point did you take over at Velotti's?
Okay. Velotti's was sold to Woody's probably late 70s, early 80s. They left the store on 9th and G due to the foundation being cracked. I guess when the Metro went through, it messed it up. So they moved into Woody's. Woody's bought it. Then Woody's was going out of business, and we purchased it through JCPenney's, which purchased all of the housewares, and the candy department was part of the housewares, so we got involved in about 96. I'm maybe sixth generation Washingtonian. I was raised on these candies. My dad introduced them to my mom. My grandmother ate these candies. So I decided that that's what I wanted to do, a new career.
Right.
So we contacted the lawyers at JCPenney's. We bid. I guess there were several other people that bid on the company, and we were awarded the business in March of 97 and started producing the candies. All we bought were the recipes and the mark, so everything had to be started from scratch.
Okay.
So.
Wow. How about, how did you end up in Silver Spring?
Okay. Well, at the time I was living in Tampa. I went to USF. We always knew the candy had to come home to the D.C. area. The majority of our customers that ordered over the phone and then online were from Silver Spring, though we also had a great amount of people from Rockville, Bethesda, Chevy Chase, and then Washington, D.C. And then this just worked out. I mean, I was looking for years for the right store, so we found it. Finally!
Since you've been in Silver Spring, how have you seen a change?
I've seen a lot of redevelopment going on. I know that the year we moved in, they were supposed to have the Metro complete. We know that's still not complete, and we've been here, it will be 5 years in August. But I've seen so much redevelopment, new apartment homes, new businesses propping up. I mean, so it's nice. It's a nice area to be in. And the offices that are here, you know, Discovery and NOAA, they're always out during the business day, you know, supporting the local businesses. It's a pleasure to come to work every day.
Great.
So.
What do you love about Silver Spring?
Probably just the diversity. I mean, there's so many different things. I mean, as far as restaurants, think of a food, they have it somewhere. The businesses, you know, again, they're just very diverse. I guess that, you know, just nice people, you know.
Sure. How about, what do you dislike about Silver Spring?
The buses. The buses. I know they're supposed to have their little home soon, but just out on the roads, they're not the best drivers. Yeah, so that's why I swear when I drive, you know, just get, you know, the traffic. I guess it's just, you know, jockeying around them, you know, because you're not sure what they're actually doing.
Sure. Okay.
That's that.
Sure. What would make Silver Spring better?
That's a good question. I just think the continuation of the growth, the new business. I mean, I know they're going to renew, or it was told to me that they were going to redo the city center, that mall. Did I call it the wrong
place?
City Place. And I just think the redevelopment will bring in new people and keep going. You know, the Fillmore's done that. You know, I just think it's nice to have so many different businesses down here in Pyramid Atlantic. I mean, they're like one of our best customers. They come in for the turtles all the time. So it's nice to see the just different businesses. And
great. When you go out in Silver Spring, where would somebody typically find you?
Oh, somewhere different all the time. We, and I mean the girls that work here and the gentlemen that work here too, we try to go to each of the new restaurants or, you know, every time. You know, we try to go to each new establishment and check it out.
Sure.
Supporting our community that we live in too. And we try to shop here and all of that.
Great. How about any hidden gems in Silver Spring?
I don't know. Hidden gems. I don't know if any of them are hidden. Nothing that comes to mind right off the top of my head.
Okay.
Because we generally, Dana, the chef, usually posts things on Facebook or tweets about, you know, we've gone out, this is where we went, what did we enjoy about it, and she blasts that for, you know, whoever follows us or is our Facebook fan, so they can know about it too. But I don't think anything's been too hidden.
Okay. I just started adding these questions in to the interview once so far, but I wanted to see if you have a skill that you can help your community with, what would that be?
That's a good question. A skill for my business or a skill for me, myself?
Either way.
Okay. Can we come back to that one?
We can. I was going to ask the opposite also. If there's something that you need from your community to help either you or the laddies, what would that look like? What would that be?
I don't know if it's truly a skill. It's just the support. I mean, you know, customers come in all the time to... you know, and always tell us, hopefully, what they like about our stuff. Reversely, I'm not sure if they're telling us what they don't like.
Sure.
But they keep coming back, so hopefully there's not a lot of don't likes.
Sure.
So I'm not sure that that's a skill, something that I would need. That we just joined, when we moved in, 4 years ago, we joined the chamber. We took 2 years sabbatical and we rejoined them. So I've learned a little bit about how to conserve the energy better. We're moving into a co-op for energy. So that's a skill that's providing me, I guess. Did I answer that?
Sure. You're in a co-op, and that's something that...
Yeah, that's, you know, because even though our product is all natural, there's so many things about businesses that aren't.
Sure.
And putting, I mean, the electric and all of that, you've got to be careful. I mean, I'm not going to show my age too much, but I remember once upon a time, I wasn't old enough to drive yet, but we had an energy crisis, and people had to go according to their license tag to get gas or not to get gas, if you were odd or even. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Okay. I was going to say, you might be far too young. So, I mean, and even today, the prices of gas are so expensive, we need to do something, and I don't have that skill to know what to do, and I don't want to be a political person. I think I'm too opinionated, but I know we need to do something, and if even going into an energy co-op can help the environment or anything, we should try to do what we can.
Yeah. Sure, absolutely. That's all the formal questions I have. Is there anything I didn't ask about you or Vladis or Silver Spring, anything that should be said?
So, what else? I'm trying to be sure. What skill? I don't think I really have a skill. I mean, other than knowing to make candy, but other people can do that too. You know, it's not a hard skill to learn making candy. But I don't. I don't know if this would work as the skill part, but we always, when somebody that's local, a school or a church or somebody has a fundraising event, we try to, you know, give a gift card or something to support them.
Perfect, yeah.
What we're doing with the school, I can't think of the name of the school. I can always look it up for you. We are donating a class to come in and learn how to do caramels, how to make it, and we'll probably have them put together turtles, but they're between, I think they said they were between third and sixth grade, and we said we could only, you know, have like maybe 10 kids, you know, supervised, because we have a lot of hot pots and things, and you don't want anybody to get burned.
Sure.
So that's something, and we're doing another school is coming on the 20th, next Thursday, and they're going to kind of watch us make chocolate and stuff like that. So not that a lot of people want to do it. We also did something with Pyramid Atlantic last year before Valentine's. They had a group of people come in, and we showed them how to do turtles, and because our caramels are trade secret recipes, so we can't show them really what goes in.
Sure.
And it takes about an hour to 2 hours to make a full batch of caramel, and then it's not ready to cut, and you're always on a time frame.
Yeah.
With groups that come in, so we had the caramel already done, and we had them make turtles, because most of our customers love our sea salt turtles.
Sure.
And they luster dusted some chocolate, so we'll probably do that Thursday, and then with the next group of kids that are coming in. But these were adults from Pyramid Atlantic. I mean, they had some children. They had every age, you know. So it was great.
Children, and that children are an excuse for adults to have candy.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess we're children of any age, right?
Right.
So I guess that's the skill that we can try to give back to the community.
Sure. Great. That's absolutely exactly what I'm looking for.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Did you have any other questions?
That's it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I hope I answered everything okay.
Absolutely, yeah. It was great.
So, good.